Hi everyone, welcome to Hacker Public Radio. This is Klaatu, and I'm talking with my friend Cyanide Cupcake. Say hello, Cyanide Cupcake.
Hello, Cyanide Cupcake.
About open badges, or actually the concept of badges, but this was all sort of this was suggested to us, I guess, because of something that you saw, Cupcake, on Mozilla. They've got a new specification for something called open badges. What is this?
The main context that I've seen it in is for education, but it can be used like all over the place. It's pretty much you get a badge, a digital badge that says like you have a certain skill set, and then it goes into what's called a backpack, which is kind of like where you display all your badges. There's also like real life physical badges that you can get from places like Adafruit, but, like you just like purchase them and they're you have to like sew them or iron them on.
So the thing that that I thought of immediately when you kind of told me, hey, Mozilla has an open badge spec now, was like for on a video game, like consoles, like where you get the trophies
right.
for achievements and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it's not really part of, or I guess it is kind of part of the game, but then it shows up under your user profile as well, so other players can see, oh, they got the, you know, marksmanship badge from this game, and got every piece of loot possible from that game. So I think it's kind of the same concept, except it's just kind of like your internet badge backpack.
Yeah, and it's not like with a video game, it's pertaining to like what happened, you know, on your Xbox or whatever. This relates to like real life skills that could be online or offline. So like you could have like the Raspberry Pi badge or the I built a robot today badge, in addition to like, you know, I'm a coder and I know HTML and whatnot.
Have you tried this out yet? Have you taken a look at this?
I briefly tried it out. I earned the, I don't remember what the badge was called, but
I think it was
called
the I know that badges exist badge or something.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it was. And in order to achieve that badge, you pretty much like walk through their quick little tutorial about, you know, what they were trying to do with badges and why they were doing badges. And then you just answered like true or false questions. I think there was like 5 of them, and they're like, congratulations, a badge. And I don't know if all badges are like that, but if they are, that I don't know, it seems kind of lame to me. But that was the first one, so it was pretty easy. I doubt that they're all that easy.
So the concept of the backpack, I mean, just not, I haven't looked, we haven't looked at the specification in depth. It is on GitHub. You can go to openbadges.org and look at it. But it seems to be like you set up a badge server, and then people who earn the badges that you're offering essentially will authenticate into your server so that their badge will display wherever they want it to display. That's what I sort of gather from the open badge spec that I kind of briefly looked at. I think the larger question, rather than, I mean, it's good that there's a specification, that there's a technology for this, I guess, because I guess maybe there was some demand for it, and it's better that someone step in and say, okay, hey, here's the open badge spec, we can all use it, rather than everyone coming up with their own badge spec and then us having like 30 different specifications like it commonly does happen. But my question is like, I mean, I know that you're in education, Cupcake. That's kind of like your business. Was there, in your opinion, a demand for this? Like, why does this exist, I guess, is what I'm saying.
I guess it exists because people are, we're moving more into technology. I go to lots of things where they're discussing, like, how can we integrate programming and robots and
which
all that other
good.
Fun stuff into education.
Yeah,
which
is cool.
Totally support.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, when we get into that, then they start to think, how, you know, there aren't tests that we can, like, track, you know, and say, like, this is what these kids learned, and, like, you know, you can't really test it. So I think that they're trying to find ways to motivate children to be interested in these things, which is very good, but, and also for the teachers themselves, and to also get the state to believe that, like, there is worth in what they're doing, and look, this is how we can prove that, right, by coming up with these badges and whatnot. Personally, I don't really support the badge idea. To me, I think it's a little silly. I think that if kids are interested in something, they're going to be interested in it without a goal, and that there's been a lot of, like, studies done. I can't actually tell you an exact name of the studies, but they have studied children, and a lot of times when they have used badge systems, the children progress to a certain point, and they, like, start out, like, getting lots of badges, and then they kind of plateau, and they're not really interested anymore, because they weren't interested so much in what they were learning as they were interested in the actual attainment of the badges. So they're not going to, like, once they reach, like, if you're, you know, programming a video game, like, you program a video game and you meet all the qualifications, get your badge, and there's so much more to still learn, but why learn it if you aren't getting the prize and, you know, you're not...
Yeah, I mean, that to me seems like sort of a weakness of the idea, because you can only dangle this idea of, look, a little virtual badge in front of someone for so long, and then after they accrue, like, 5 or 10 or whatever, they catch on fairly quickly that, okay, all I'm getting is a little digital badge.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't really, you know, how long can that really satiate your desire for earning stuff? You know, I don't know if it doesn't seem like the motivation is correctly placed there.
Also, like, not just on the side of education. I mean, there's also, badges aren't just for kids. Mm-hmm. They're also for adults. And
right.
I think that is even more absurd than the idea of badges for children, because I can only see where they're coming from. But for adults, on Mozilla's website for open badges, they actually say that they use the example of why badges are important by saying that you can just, like, write anything on a resume and there's nothing really to back it up, but somehow badges do back up that I have these skills. And before we even looked up the open badges, and when we're, like, looking into it, like, we had already heard about it, we were having this discussion, one of the things that we said was that we use that as an example, but in the opposite way, that whenever you do a resume, it's not just the things that you write down. You write down things, but then you have to supply often a portfolio, and almost, I think every job I've ever applied to, I had to have either a letter of recommendation or references, you know, especially when you start getting into the tech fields, like, you do have to show, like, yes, I know these skills, and you're not going to get slide by for very long if
right.
you don't
exactly.
have them.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. I mean, if you're stupid enough to put something that you cannot do on your resume, yeah, it might not be verifiable, but, I mean, the moment they hire you, you sit down and you don't know what you're doing, I mean, you're going to be fired the same day. It's, mm-hmm. it's not going to last for very long. So I don't think anyone would... I don't think that's a common practice of, oh, I'll put this skill on my resume and then I won't be able to ever back it up. It's just kind of like, that's not how people usually work. I'm sure there are stories where people did do that. They got the job, they coasted for a while, and then it turned out they didn't know what they did. But I imagine that's not that common.
I think that with adults, like, your work speaks for itself.
Yeah.
And
well, that's what the internet has enabled us all to do, and that's mm-hmm. how it's been, I think, is it's been based on what do you have online right now, like, show me your code, like, what have you got, or show me your portfolio, mm-hmm. like, on the internet. That is your badge. You don't need a badge system to verify or to validate what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, even with us, like, we've been working on, me and Klaatu have been working on robots a lot.
Yeah.
And every single time, like, we reach a new plateau with the robot, we'll either take photos or mm-hmm. do a video.
Yeah.
And then we'll write about it. Like, we'll post online, like, this is what we did today. This is, like, problems we've encountered. Yep. Or this is how we fixed it. So, I mean, it shows, like, yes, like, we're working on this thing.
Yeah. And even the mistakes that we make, because we've posted things where it wasn't working exactly.
Yeah.
But that shows the progress and, like, the path that we're taking.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, that's the open source model, right? You're full transparency. You show every step that you make, even the bad stuff, even the bugs. You kind of, like, let that be out there in the open. And it concerns me, I think, this idea that you need a third party to, like, sort of step in and validate things or verify things. Because, I mean, that's the same thing with, like, SSL certifications, right? You've got these digital signatures that you put on your server that verify, hey, this really is the server that you think it is. Yesterday you signed into this server, today you signed into this server. Both times you're signing into the same server. And then there were, like, these VeriSign and all these other third parties that, like, sell SSL certifications for, like, $5,000. And everyone's like, oh, well, if it's not one of these expensive SSL certs, then we're not going to trust it. You know, we're going to call it a questionable site. When you can roll your own SSL certs, it's not that big of a deal.
So why is there this illusion that we need a third party to step in and validate things, which is what this open badge system is doing? Pretending like, oh, well, there's this third party that's issuing this badge, so it must be true. And that gives us, I think, a false sense of, not security, but a false sense of truthfulness.
Whenever I was younger, I was in Girl Scouts and I was in 4-H, and Girl Scouts does use a badge system, which is cool. And you like work on badges by yourself, you work on them with the troop. And I earned many, many badges. I can't remember any of them. But 4-H does not use a badge system. 4-H generally thought of for like horses and livestock, but they have other projects too. Like I did a cat project, I did a horse project, and I also did a photo project. With the projects, you get a booklet and you can work on it with other people. Personally, everything except for the horses I worked on privately with myself. And whenever I did the photo project, I filled out the booklet, I did all of the different projects they had you do, but they also had you set goals of like why you were doing this project. Like, what did you want to learn for it? Like, what did you want to improve with your photography skills? Had you done photography at all before? So like little spots to write that in. You can like discuss it with your parents as well. And I did a project, I created a photo album and took it to a fair, a 4-H fair, and I won first prize. And I still have that photo album today, and that's still a great source of pride for me, and it's something that I can show to people. And also, I've done, since then, I've done two other photo albums, and I would still continue to do them, but now most of my photos are digital, but I'm still a photographer. Like, I am constantly taking photos no matter where I go. So, the badges, like, I did learn a lot in Girl Scouts. I'm not gonna discredit those things I learned, but I can't really remember any of them, because it was collecting the badges. And yeah, like, learning cool skills, but a lot of it was collecting the badges. Whereas with the 4-H method, it was actually learning something I was interested about and fostering like a lifelong love of that thing.
And I think that's an important differentiation between, like, I don't know what we would call that method, the 4-H method, whatever that would be, but the badges versus that, like in that case, you are setting your own goals to attain.
Right.
Whereas with a badge, yeah, it's like about this badge, and then once you've collected them all, yeah, you probably are going to forget about them because you're going to realize that 50 other people have those badges, and, you know, it's just, mm-hmm. It's not as significant to you. And letting people, maybe if there was some kind of hybrid where, yes, you had the open badge system, but the badges were decided upon by the person, you know, and then they right. could only get it if they achieve their own personal goal, then
right.
maybe that would be more significant to people. The motivation is coming from within, I guess.
Right, and the desire to learn.
Yeah.
Not the desire to get something.
To get a badge.
For adults, we were poking around on the Mozilla Open Badges website, and like for the actual like Mozilla badges that they were giving out, they were all like, go to this like Mozilla website and like do like 3 comments and about like the HTML and
right.
stuff like that to prove that you knew what you were doing,
right.
you're a coder. And to me, I mean, that just sounds like busy work. It sounds like whenever you're in school and they're like, oh, do this worksheet because I don't know what to do. I've got some free time after you're done with this test. So just do a quick worksheet that doesn't mean anything.
Right, yeah.
And that's kind of the way I feel with this. Like, it seemed like, I mean...
Yeah, I mean, and I get that. I kind of get, like, if you're just someone and for some reason you've latched on to, you know, some project, let's say it is Mozilla, and you say, oh, I want to earn all these badges just to show how much I love Mozilla, how much I've really helped out on their project, and sort of that I subscribe to everything that they say, you could do their badges and, like, earn those badges just really as a game for yourself. I guess my main opposition is the idea that these badges might ever become seen as actually valid measures of someone's worth or expertise.
The code whisperer. In order to prove that you are a code whisperer and you know HTML, you add explanatory and helpful comments to a Mozilla WebMaker project, and you have to write code comments at least 3 times in WebMaker projects. So they're not really proving, like, yes, like, I've created this wonderful website using HTML and CSS. It's just saying that you were able to critique somebody else's code, where, I mean, yeah.
It kind of smacks, because look, when I go to someone's site, in theory, and I see this Mozilla Code Whisperer badge, like, does it smacks of sort of hyperbole, you know? Because it's like, Code Whisperer, ooh, that sounds so mystical, this person must be really amazing. And, like, then you look into it further, and it's like, oh, so they added 3 comments to someone else's code? So they're a Code Whisperer? I don't know, that just seems like it's... I don't know, it smacks of, like, either buzzwords or, you know, it's that sense of meaningless sort of, like, things that just don't, they don't mean anything.
Yeah, I think some of the other, like, I mean, this is just Mozilla's, but, like, all of the ones that I see here are pretty much, like, you have to complete, like, this seemingly meaningless task on somebody else's project.
Right.
But I don't know, like, some other people who are participating in the badges and creating their own badges, like, might have more in-depth stuff.
Sure.
But there's the Div Master, which is a mini badge, and it represents an HTML skill, and it's earned by properly using the div tag in a Mozilla WebMaker project.
There you go.
And you only have to use it properly twice.
Perfect. And you're a Div Master for that.
And that's, I mean, yes, it's an important skill, but that doesn't... facepalm. This is, like, as somebody who does have websites that I've created, this is kind of... I feel kind of insulted.
right, wow. Yeah.
And I don't even think, like, I've only been working with HTML and CSS for under a year still. It's almost a year, but it's under a year. Yeah. And I find this insulting. Yeah. And I couldn't imagine being somebody who actually has been doing this for their entire lives.
Yeah, saying, you're getting a badge for being a div master because you've used a div tag twice.
Using ordered and unordered list tags.
Right, yeah. But see, I mean, I kind of see where they're coming from. It's like, if you are someone who wants to learn HTML and you need some way of tracking your own progress, then this does give you a kind of a basic guideline on how you might go about learning that stuff.
I agree.
Yeah.
But for, like, monitoring people who, like, actually, like, know these skills well and, like, this is, like, their life.
Yeah, this is not what you would want to go by.
It's good for, like, once again, going back to possibly for education, but not for
the
real world.
Not really, and not even, I mean, possibly for education, but not necessarily, I mean, that's not going to be, it's only going to be something that people are interested in for so long until they just figure out that the badges are sort of meaningless carrots that you're dangling in front of them. It might be better, less of a badge than a guidepost or something. Like, hey, go this way if you want to learn more about HTML. Follow this path.
Right. I mean, it would be impossible for somebody, like, who's, like, if you're issuing badges, to, like, sit there and, like, look at everybody's code and, like, prove that they really did write that code.
Yeah.
But once again, that's, like, that's what we're kind of saying. Like, I mean, your work shows itself. You don't need verification from someone else.
Yeah.
And the other thing I wanted to mention, too, is, like I mentioned at the beginning with Adafruit. Adafruit you can buy for, like, I think, like, $2 or something. You can buy little iron-on patches that say, like, I'm skilled at Scratch or the Raspberry Pi or whatever. And, I mean, there's no way for that. Like, there's no way to, like, verify that at all. Like, anybody can just buy them, and there's nothing saying, like, we're going to, like, run you through all these rigorous tests to make sure you've actually opened
earned
up Scratch before.
Right, yeah.
And so it just seems so silly. Like, we're not Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts anymore. We're adults. And even with kids, like, I think that the kids will do the work. And I've seen kids do the work because they're passionate about it. I was taught by a bunch of, like, 8 to 10-year-olds how to use Scratch because, like, they told me about it. They were in the middle of the summer, too. Like, it wasn't like we were in a classroom setting. Like, it was at a summer camp. They taught me Scratch because I expressed an interest to them in it, and they were already passionate
about it. Yeah.
So, like, they, like, taught me the basics, and then, like, we'd be sitting down, like, at, like, lunch break, and I'd be writing my program, and they would come over and, like, well, why don't you do this? And I'm like, well, I don't know how to do that. And they'd come over and they'd tell me how to do it. That's what, like, I think we want to get out of it. We want to have, like, passionate kids who are excited about learning. They're excited about the technology that they've learned because of the technology itself.
Because of the technology.
Yeah. Not the badges, like, they're passionate about what they're doing, and I think that the badges can really take away from that. So we're wondering, like, we kind of obviously don't really agree with the badge system, but it's still pretty new, and it's, you know, growing, probably will grow and change, but we're wondering, like, if you disagree with us, like, why? And also, like, for any of you listeners, like, have you used badges? Do you see a benefit? Have you seen a benefit? Have you seen anything negative from it? What has your experience been? Like, we're really interested in learning more about it because it is so new. So if you have used them or have an opinion on them, please share.
Yeah, absolutely. Openbadges.org.
Yep.
Yep. You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike, 3.0 license.